大家请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，感谢主的恩典，让我们能够放下世上的工作，来所安息日，领受神的祝福。
And we thank the Lord Jesus Christ for giving us the grace that we can cease the labors of our week to be able to come to His presence and to worship Him.
还让我们按照计划，今天下午有福音的茶会。
And according to our schedule, this afternoon we'll have our evangelical tea gathering.
所以今天早上我们就用这一次福音茶会的主题给我们一起来学习。
And therefore, we'll use the same topic that we will be discussing in our gospel tea gathering this morning.
我们下午的时间就可以大家一起分享见证或者是彼此的交通。
And therefore, this afternoon session will be used to share our mutual witnesses and understanding.
今天早上我们要谈的题目是为什么要信耶稣。
And this morning, we would like to share in the topic of why we should believe in Jesus Christ.
这是很多人常常会问的问题。
And this is a question that many people have asked.
因为我们知道我们要信耶稣最重要的原因就是要解决人罪的问题。
And one of the most essential questions we ask ourselves in believing in Jesus is that how do we solve this problem of sin?
很多人又会说我也没有做什么坏事为什么说我们人有罪?
But there are many who can claim that I have not really done anything wrong, so how can you say that I have sinned?
从几方面我们可以来知道说人类的确是有罪的。
In several aspects, we can examine that indeed men have sinned.
所以人生一个很重要的问题就是要解决罪的问题。
Now, one of the most important questions in life is to solve this question about sin.
我们看到很多的民族他们过年过节都会杀牲畜。杀鸡杀鸭来拜神。
We see that there are many cultures and ethnicities that in the passing of a new year, they will slaughter a lot of animals to offer to their God as a sacrifice.
这是很多民族都有的一种风俗。
And this is a kind of tradition that is passed on by many cultures.
接着这个杀牲畜有一个意义，就是牲畜来流血，为着要赎人的罪。
And one of the essential meaning of this act is that the shedding of the animal's blood is used as an atonement for the sins of men.
其实这样的观念是很早很早以前就留下来了。
And this is a concept that has been passed on for generations.
像在中国北京有一个天坛也要在那边祭天杀牲畜流血。
In Beijing, in China, there is an altar to the heavens, so which that they will slaughter the animals and offer them as sacrifices to the
God. 这都是要告诉人说，人有罪，所以要杀牲畜。这个牲畜叫做牺牲就是他替我们死了，来保障我们的生命。
And the reason why this is done is so that the life of the animal may take the place as an atonement for the sins of men.
另外一方面从这个罪的结果也可以让我们知道说人生是有罪的。
And from the results of sin, we can also understand how we may have all sinned.
我们看创世纪第三章。
Please turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 3.
创世纪第三章十六节。
The book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 16.
创世纪三章十六节。又对女人说我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚你生产儿女必多受苦楚你必恋慕你的丈夫你丈夫必管辖你十七节
17.
又对亚当说你既听从妻子的话吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦才得呢，才能从地里面得饱。十八节。
18.
地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。十九节。
19.
你必汗流满面才得糊口， 直到你归了土，因为你是从土而吃，你本是尘土，能要归于尘土。这是讲到说人类的祖先啊，因为犯罪得罪神以后。
Here talks about the ancestors of all humankind after they have sinned and offended God.
啊，神对人所讲的话。
And these are the words of God to the man and the woman.
啊，对那个女人夏娃说啊，你要多多增加怀胎的苦楚。
To the woman, the Lord God said, I will make your pains in childbearing very severe.
所以我们知道这个生育啊，本身就是一场征战。
And therefore, we see that childbirth is a kind of struggle.
母亲要流血啊，才能够把孩子生下来。
And the mother must shed blood in order for a child to be born.
有的人在这个生产当中啊，啊，结果啊，难产就伤掉生命了。
And some women, unfortunately, will lose their lives in the process of giving birth.
所以让我们知道说啊，人如果没有罪的话，这个生产不会痛苦的。
And therefore,If it was not the result of sin, childbirth would not be so painful.
啊，另外一个就是对男人亚当说啊。
And to Adam, the Lord God said,
你要终身劳苦，汗流满面。
You will have to labor throughout your entire life.
啊，才能够得到糊口。
And by the sweat of your brows, you will eat your food.
所以摩西说啊，人的一生就是70岁、80岁。
And therefore, according to Moses, the years of a man is about 70 or 80 years.
啊，人的一生当中所可以夸口的是什么呢？
And what can a man boast of his entire life?
就是劳苦愁烦啊，最后啊就离开了。
And nothing but labor and worries, and at the end, his life is no more.
啊，不只是生活当中劳苦。
And not only do you suffer throughout your life,
啊，人还面对死亡的威胁。
Men also have, every man also have to face the threat of death.
所以人生啊，70-80岁，顶多100岁。
And therefore, a man living 70 or 80 years old, or at most 100,
总有一天啊，要离开世界。
One day, he must depart from this world.
所以说这个死亡是一场征战，人没有办法避免。
And therefore, death is a battle that no one would be able to overcome.
啊，因为啊，就是罪的缘故，所以死亡临到众人。
And it is because of the reason of sin that death came to all men.
我们看罗马书5:12。
We see the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 12.
罗马书5:12。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
说这就好像罪是从一个人进了世界，死又是从罪而来，于是死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪。所以这里在谈论说啊，这个罪造成人类的死亡。
Here discuss how sin was the cause of death for all men.
所以人人都会遇到死亡的事情。
And therefore, every one of us must meet up with death.
所以这是罪的工价。
And this is the wages of sin.
啊，所以人会死，证明人是有罪的。
And because of the fact that we all must face death, it means that we have all sinned.
啊，当然这个罪的定义啊，第一个就是违背律法。
And the reason why sin exists is that because men offended the word of God.
我们在一个国家里面，你如果违背了国家的法律，
if within a country you offended the laws of the land,
国家就要追究我们的责任啊，审判定罪。
Then it is up to the country to then judge and give us a sentence for the sins that we have committed.
啊，在宇宙当中啊，因为有一位神啊，啊，他在做主宰。
And because the universe is controlled by God.
啊，他在统治世界。
And therefore under his control.
所以对神来讲，如果人违背他的命令啊，这也就是罪。
And so if men sin against God, then this is a big sin.
一个叫做原罪啊，就是我们人类祖先亚当夏娃得罪神啊所带来的罪。
And this original sin came from the act of Adam and Eve.
啊，这个叫做原罪。
And this is the original sin that is passed to all.
啊，另外一个就是本罪啊，就是我们本身所犯的罪。
And the other type of sins are the personal sins that we commit ourselves.
神造我们人生活在地面上啊，有他的目的。
And God has created us so that we live on this earth for a purpose.
啊，但是人没有按照神的旨意来生活啊， 就是得罪神。
And yet if we do not live according to the ways of God, then we have offended him.
所以圣经里面说啊，你知道善的事情，你不去做，就是罪了。
Therefore the scripture tells us that if you know what is good and yet you do not do it, then
还有一些啊，就是不可以行的恶事，但是人偏偏要去做，这也是罪。
And there are things that are sinful in nature and amoral, but people still do them anyways.
神给我们每一个人啊，都有良心。
Because God has given us all conscience.
让我们能够判断什么是对的，什么是不对的。
So that we're able to judge between what is good and what is bad.
但是人有时候违背良心做一些不该做的事情。
But many a time, man will go against his conscience and do things that he knows that are wrong.
这就是得罪神
And in this way, he offends God.
所以世界上没有一个人是没有罪的。
And therefore, no one in this world can claim to be without sin.
有的人认为说人主要行善修身就可以了。
There are some who believe that as long as you are a good person who does good deeds, then that will be okay.
根本不需要相信什么宗教。
And it is not necessary to believe in any particular
religion. 因为宗教也是劝人为善的。
Because religion also encourages you to be charitable.
但是事实上人没有办法靠自己立功行善来得救。
But in actual fact, a man cannot be saved by his acts alone.
说人常常习惯会违背良心做一些不道德的事情。
And by habit, men tend to fall into this transgressing against things that he knows are wrong.
所以圣经里面说如果我们的良心没有责备过我们我们就可以说是无罪的人。
So, the Bible says that if our conscience never rebukes us for doing something wrong, then we are one without sin.
但是如果说我们良心曾经责备过良心不安表示说我们有罪。
But if our conscience tells us that we have done something wrong or you feel this disquietness, then you have done something
wrong. 神比我们的良心都大。
God is greater than our conscience.
所以人所行的事情都没有办法逃避神的审问。
And therefore, every act that a man has done is unable to escape the sight of God.
我们来看《传道书》七章的二十节。
Please turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7.
传道书七章二十节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 20.
传道书七章二十节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 7.
说时常行善而不犯罪的义人世界上实在没有。这里讲到世界上没有一个行善没有罪的人。
Here it says that in the world is not to be found a man who is without sin.
所以按照神的标准把所有的人都用神的标准来衡量没有一个人行善的。
Therefore, if we use the measure of God to measure everyone's act, no one can claim to be without sin.
所以我们虽然有一些人被称为圣人。
Although there are some who may be called a saint.
像中国的孔夫子。
For instance, the Chinese philosopher Confucius.
那孔子曾经讲过说我最大的忧愁就是知道善的事情，但是常常行不出来。
And Confucius said himself that his greatest worry is knowing what is right and unable to do it.
有时候一些不好的习惯就是改不掉。
And all of the vices that he may have are things that he cannot overcome.
事实上很多人都有这样的感觉。
And this is a kind of feeling shared by all.
所以人没有办法靠自己行善能够达到完全能够得到解脱。
Therefore, it is impossible for man to rely upon his own power and strength to come to perfection.
既然人没有办法靠自己解决罪的问题。
And since man cannot rely on his own action to solve the problem of sin.
所以这个罪的结果就是死亡。
And because the inevitable result of sin is death.
肉体死了以后还要面对神的审判。
And after a physical death,All must face the judgment of God.
我们看希伯来书九章的二十七节。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
希伯来书九章的二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
按着定命人人都有一死，死后且有审判。好， 这段圣经很清楚告诉我们啊。
This scripture tells us very clearly.
人离开世界以后，不是就结束了。
After man dies, this is not the end.
还有一位神会对我们一生所行的事情啊啊做一个审判。
And there will be a God that will judge all of the things that we have done while we're on this earth.
虽然有的人认为说啊啊神是一个良善的、啊、神，应该不会定人的罪啊。
And there are also some who claim that God is a compassionate God, and therefore He will not judge you.
啊，但是我们知道神有他慈爱的一面。
But we understand that God has His compassionate nature, yes.
说神不喜欢啊那个犯罪的人死亡。
And God does not wish for those who have sinned to perish.
啊，总是希望人能够脱离罪啊来得到生命。
And it is His intention that we will be able to leave the life of sin and to gain
eternal life. 啊，这是神的慈爱，没有错。
And this is indeed the compassion of God.
啊，但是神也是一个公义的神。
But at the same time, God is also a righteous God.
也就是说，是非啊，非常的分明。
He is able to distinguish clearly between what is
good and evil. 所以他也不会把有罪当作无罪。
Therefore, he will not take something that is sin and say that it is sinless.
也不会把无罪当作有罪。
And vice versa.
啊，他会公义的来对待每一个人，他不会偏待人的。
According to his justice and righteousness, he will judge all people and he will not be partial to anyone.
啊，所以神是是非善恶善恶非常分明的。
Therefore, he is one who is able to distinguish clearly between what is good and evil.
我们看罗马书的第二章。
Please also see the book of Romans, chapter 2.
罗马书的第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
说他必按照个人的行为报应个人，第七节。
Verse 7.
凡是恒心行善、寻求荣耀尊贵和不朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。第八节。
8.
唯有结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的，就以愤怒恼恨报应他们。第九节。
9.
将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。十节。
10.
却将荣耀尊贵平安加给一切行善的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。十一节。
11.
因为神不偏待人，好，所以神是一个公义的判断者。
Therefore, God is a judge who is righteous.
对人所行的一切啊，不管是非善恶，他会有公平的对待。
And he will have a righteous judgment concerning all of the actions of men.
啊，这里讲到说，神审判的标准有几个，一个是按真理来审判。
And God has standard by which he judges us, one of which is the truth.
啊，真理就是神所讲的话，就是真理。
And truth is what he speaks of.
好。啊，然后说啊，按照这个律法来审判。
And we'll also be judged according to the law.
因为神给以色列人啊有成文的律法。
God has given the Israelites specific laws and regulations.
什么是该做的，什么是不该做的。
Clearly it lists the things that they can do and cannot do.
所以对犹太人来讲啊，他们如果遵守律法，啊，他们就能够得救。
And to the Jews, if they do according to the law, then they shall be saved.
那犹太人虽然有很多的律法，他们知道什么是该行的。
And even though they may have many regulations, they're clear on what they must do.
虽然有律法，但是却没有力量把这个律法行出来。
They may have the law, but they lack the strength to actually carry out the law.
啊，对于那些非犹太人来讲
，And to people who are not Jews.
虽然没有成文的律法
，Although they are not given the same laws.
说人的良心啊，就是律法。
Then it is your conscience that becomes the law.
因为神把这个是非之心啊，把良心放在人的心里面。
Because God has given all of us this conscience to be able to judge between what is good and evil.
啊，让人自己来判断什么是对的，什么是不对的。
So that he is able to see between what is right and wrong.
啊，但是实际上啊，能够不违背良心啊，能够守律法。啊，那个行善的人说，世界上啊，实在很少，实在没有。
And there are very few, to the point of none, that can be found who is able to keep the law or to his conscience.
所以一般人讲说啊，世界上有两个好人呐、啊。
So people say that there are only two people who in this world who are good.
啊，这一般俗语在讲的，说一个死掉了，一个还没有出生。
And they say one is dead and one has yet to be born.
啊，所以从我们一般人的讲法常识来讲，也知道说没有个真正完全无罪的义人。
Therefore, it is a common belief of all that there is no one who can claim to be entirely without sin.
啊，既然人没有办法靠自己来胜过罪恶啊。啊，来脱离这个死亡审判的问题。
And since we are unable to use our own strength and understanding to overcome our own sin and thus death,
所以神是一个公义非常显明的神。
And we can see also that God is a God of justice and
righteousness. 啊，但是他也是一个非常慈爱的神。
But he is also a God of mercy.
所以他为着爱我们世人呐、啊，所以亲自啊。来救赎我们。
And because of his love for us, he came to this world personally so that he may save us.
所以借着耶稣啊，来到世界，就是唯一解决我们人类罪的问题的方法。
And Jesus Christ, who came into this world, being the only way by which he can solve this problem of sin.
我们看马太福音的第一章二十一节。
Please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21.
马太福音一章二十一节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
马太福音一章二十一节，说他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。这里讲到耶稣来到世界上的目的。
Here talks about the purpose that Jesus came to this world for.
啊，就是要来拯救罪人啊，把人从罪当中救赎出来。
It is for the purpose that he will save his people from their sins.
我们再看一节，提摩太前书一章的十五节。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书一章的十五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
提摩太前书一章十五节。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。这个话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中啊，我是个罪魁。十六节。
16.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因为耶稣基督要在我这个罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。这里保罗啊，说到耶稣来到世界要拯救罪人。这个话是的确的，是可信的。
And Paul here says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of which is something that we can all believe.
他说他过去啊，他也不认识耶稣啊，啊，在抵挡神，迫害教会。
And he claimed that in the past, before he knows Christ, he was the one who persecuted the church.
啊，但是没想到啊，神却用荣光照他啊，来选召他。
But unexpectedly, the glory of God came upon him, and Jesus chose him.
所以他说，我这个罪魁啊，主耶稣都能够拯救我。
And Paul said that I am the worst of sinners, and yet the Lord can save me.
啊，这也是要给一切的相信的人呐、啊。啊、就能够得到耶稣的救赎啊，啊，能够得到永生的盼望的一种榜样。
And so he has set an example for all who wish to accept the salvation of Christ.
啊，所以耶稣降生来到世界啊，啊，就是要来拯救世上的罪人。
And Jesus Christ came into this world so that he may save those who are sinners.
耶稣在世界的时间有33年的时间。
And Jesus Christ lived merely 33 years on this earth.
他在30岁以前、啊、都在木匠约瑟的家庭里面啊，啊，尽了一个人的儿子的本分。
And before the age of 30, he lived in the household of a carpenter, learning his trade.
啊，30岁开始啊，有3年半的时间就到处传道理来救人。
And after he turned 30 for three and a half years, he then spread the gospel and preached.
耶稣常常跟一些所谓的罪人呐 啊税吏常常在一起。
And oftentimes he would spend his time with people who are considered sinners, like the tax collector.
有的人说啊，他如果是一个圣人呐、啊，怎么老是跟这些罪人在一起
？And there are people who said, if he was indeed a holy man, why would he spend all his time with sinners?
耶稣说啊，没有病的人用不着医生。
And Jesus said to them that those who are without sickness do not need a physician.
有病的人才用得着。
Only the people who are sick will require a doctor. doctor.
所以我来啊，不是救义人。
Therefore, I come not to save the righteous.
事实上啊，世界上没有真正的义人。
Because in this world, in actual fact, there are no true righteous men.
啊，但是很多人啊，自以为义。
But many people claim to be righteous.
啊，所以他们就拒绝了耶稣的救恩。
And therefore, as a result, they rejected the salvation of Christ.
啊，反而有些人呢、啊，自觉有罪。
And there are many who feel the burden of their sin.
啊，他耶稣就亲近他们。
And Jesus then drew near to them.
啊，把他们从这个罪恶当中啊，把他们救赎出来。
And to save them from the midst of their sin.
所以有人说啊，耶稣就是税吏跟罪人的朋友。
And there are some who says that Jesus is the friend of sinners and tax collectors.
因为他盼望人人都能够悔改。离开罪恶啊，来得救。
Because it is his hope that all will leave a life of sin and to accept his salvation.
那我们怎么知道耶稣是救主呢？
And how do we know that Jesus Christ is a savior?
为什么晓得耶稣能够真正救我们世人呢？
How can we think that Jesus Christ is truly our savior?
我们知道耶稣就是天上的真神呐、啊。成为人来到世界的。
And Jesus Christ is our God in heaven, incarnate into the world.
啊，虽然世界上有很多人呐、啊、拜不一样的神。
In this world, many people worship many different gods.
啊，但是真正我们要拜的就是一位造物主真神。
But the true God that we should all worship is the God who created the heavens and the earth.
啊，这位神啊，跟我们世人有非常亲密的关系。
And this God has a very intimate and close relationship to all creatures.
所以我们要拜神啊，我们要了解说这个神跟我们之间的关系。
When we want to worship God, we have to understand our relationship with Him first.
啊，如果我们没有去查考，就跟着别人拜，这个叫做迷信。
If we do not seek ourselves and we just blindly follow, then this is superstition.
为什么要我们要拜这位真神？
Why do we worship this one true God?
因为他跟我们之间的关系啊，相当亲密。
It's because the relationship he has with us is very intimate.
我们看以弗所书四章第六节。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 6.
以弗所书啊，四章第六节。
Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 6.
以弗所书四章第六节说，有一位神就是众人的父、哦、这里讲到说、啊、虽然有人、啊、说很多很多的神。
Here says that although many claim that there are many different kinds of gods、
啊、但是真正的真神、啊、只有一位。
But there is only really one true God.
好像一个国家里面只有一个元首。
Just like a kingdom, there is only one sovereign.
啊，假如一个国家里面有两个图啊，那就会打架了。
And if within one country there are two different sovereigns, then there will be an internal war.
啊，同样的，宇宙当中啊，只有一位是真神。
And similarly, in the universe, there is only one master.
啊，所有天地万物啊，就是这位真神所创造的。
And all things, all creatures, the heavens and the earth were all created by this one creator.
所以他叫做造物主。
And therefore, he is the creator of all.
他也是宇宙万物的主宰。
And he is also the master of the universe.
啊，跟我们人之间的关系说，他是我们众人在天上的父。
And therefore, the relationship we have with him is that he is our heavenly father.
我们知道，我们每一个人呐、啊，都有我们的父亲。
All of us can claim to have a father.
啊，父亲就是生我们、养我们的。
And our father is the one who gave birth to us and also raised us.
所以人孝顺父母亲啊，这是我们人的本分。
And thus honoring our parents is also our duty.
啊，那这位神是众人的父。
And because this God is the father of all mankind.
因为他造万物啊，给我们人享用。
Because he is the one who has created everything for us to enjoy.
啊，他用地上的尘土造人。
And out of the dust of the ground, he made men.
啊，他把生命气息赐给人。
And he also breathed into this man his own breath of life.
啊，又把万物啊。啊、来养活我们世人。
And he has also given us all of the creatures that he has made so that we may live.
所以神是我们人类生命的源头。
And God is the origin of all life.
我们生活当中所需要的一切也是神预备、啊、赏赐给我们的。
And everything in our life that sustain us are also things that God has created for us.
所以他是生我们养我们的神， 成为我们在天上的父。
And therefore, He is the God who birthed us and nourished us, and He is our Father in heaven.
做父亲爱儿女啊，这是天性啊。
And it is natural for a father to love his children.
啊，当然，儿女在很危险、患难的时候，有时候父亲就会冒着生命来救他。
And in times of danger, a father will willingly come to rescue his children.
我们所拜的神也是这样。
And our God, whom we worship, is the same.
当人陷在这个罪恶里面。
And because he sees that men have sunken into sin,
人有很多的劳苦患难。
There's a lot of labors and toil.
人要面对死亡。
And men also must face death.
人啊，如果没有解决这个罪的问题啊，还要面临地狱永远的刑罚。
Because if men do not solve the problem of sin, he also must face eternal hellfire.
所以人本来活在世界上没有指望的。
So originally, as men lived in this world, he had no hope.
但是真神是我们的天父。
But because the true God is also our Father.
他为着爱我们，为着要救赎我们。
In order for him to show his love for us, he wants to save us.
所以他亲自从天上来到这个人间。
Therefore, he came down from his heavenly throne to come into this world.
他成为一个非常卑微的人。
To become humble, just as a man.
他来服侍人。
In order to serve man.
啊。啊，要把我们人从苦难当中、罪恶当中救赎出来。
So that he will be able to save us from the midst of our sin.
啊，所以说啊，让我们能够信靠他，不至于灭亡，而能够得到永远的生命。
So that we can rely on him, so that we will not die in death, and rather to gain this eternal life.
所以耶稣啊，就是神成为人来到世界。
And God is Jesus Christ who came into this world.
他来到世界的目的啊，就是来救赎我们。
And the purpose for his coming is so that he may save us.
啊，所以我们从圣经里面啊，记载耶稣出生的经过、一生的事迹啊，我们就来认识他的确是我们的救赎主。
From the scriptures, we can read of his birth and the purpose of his coming, and we can understand that he is our Messiah.
耶稣还没有来以前啊，圣经就讲很多的预言。
Even before Jesus was born, there were many prophecies regarding his birth.
说将来有位救赎主要出生，要生在哪里？
And the scripture tells us that there will be a savior born of a certain place.
啊，后来耶稣降生了以后啊，啊就把他的事迹记载下来。
And after Jesus was born, then his genealogy was recorded.
所以整本圣经啊的中心人物就是耶稣。
And the theme and the person, the figure that the focus of the entire Bible is Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣说，你们要查好圣经，因为这里面有永生。
Because Jesus tells us, in searching the scriptures, you will find the eternal life.
啊，为有做见证的，就是这一本圣经。
Because this is the book of which it speaks of me as his testimony.
啊，所以我们查好圣经，就能够认识耶稣啊，啊，能够让我们有得救的智慧。
So that we can study the scriptures and have the wisdom to understand that Jesus is our Savior.
所以耶稣是人类历史的中心。
Jesus Christ is the focus of all men's life.
我们现在所用的月历啊，这个 calendar,
the calendar that we have nowadays,
就是用耶稣做中心。
We use Jesus Christ as the beginning of the year.
耶稣出生以后叫做西元几年。
And after Jesus was born, it is the year after Christ.
耶稣出生以前叫做西元前几年。
And before Jesus was born, you would mark it as before Christ.
所以从我们人类的认识，从圣经的教导啊，那我们知道他是唯一的救赎主。
And from the understanding of men and the teaching of the scriptures, we understand that he is the only God.
啊，所以圣经里面说啊，啊，耶稣出生以前啊，就预言说，将来有一位救赎主要来到世界。
And before Jesus was even born, there were many prophecies who speak of his coming birth.
啊，后来真的按照预言啊，是借着一个童贞的啊女子啊，把他生下来。
And according to prophecy, Jesus was indeed born of a virgin.
啊，耶稣到处传道的呀，有那个神的权柄跟能力，行了很多啊超人力的作为。
And as he preached his ministry, he was able to perform many miraculous signs and wonders.
啊，耶稣跟一般人不一样，因为他不是男女的结合生下来的。
Jesus is different from us because he was not the result of a man and a woman.
所以他没有罪。
And therefore he was without sin.
啊，所以他在传道里的时候常常问说，你们哪一个人能够说我有罪？
And therefore, during his ministry, he will often ask, can you say that I am a sinner?
很多人也证明说他的确没有罪。
And there are many people who testify that he is without sin.
而且啊，耶稣能够赦免人的罪。
And Jesus, as a result, is able to forgive others' sins.
啊，最后又担当我们的罪啊，被钉死在十字架上。
And at the end, he took upon himself all of our sins and died on the cross.
所以圣经里面说啊，没有人啊，爱心这么大。
And it says in the Bible that no one except Jesus has such great love.
就是为朋友舍命啊，这都是很少的。
There are very few who are willing to give up his life for the sake of a friend.
但是当我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣基督就替我们死了。
But while we're still sinners, Jesus Christ already gave up his life for us.
所以神的爱啊，就这样显明出来。
And this is how God has shown his love.
啊，所以神的最伟大的爱就是替我们人类来死。
And the greatest love that God can show us is that he died for our sake.
啊，那他因为掌管生命。
And because God controls life.
所以他可以为人死被埋葬了。
Then he is able to die on our behalf and be buried.
三天以后他又活过来。
Three days later he resurrected.
啊，显给很多很多人看。
And he shown himself to many people.
啊，最后又在门徒的面前呢，啊，活活的升天上去了。
And then later in the presence of his apostles and disciples, he was able to ascend to heaven.
所以那些跟随耶稣啊，看到耶稣复活的人。
Those people who followed Christ and saw his resurrection.
他们就努力啊，到各地方啊传福音啊，报告这个好消息。
They made every effort to preach this good news everywhere they went.
耶稣的确是救主。
That Jesus Christ is indeed the Savior.
因为他带给我们生命。
He has brought us life.
他从死里复活了。
He resurrected from death.
啊，所以我们相信他的人，他同样带给我们生命，带给我们复活的盼望。
And those who believe in him will also have the same hope.And same grace.
所以耶稣的门徒啊，就把这样的信息啊，到处传扬啊，啊，所以这个救恩啊，就传到现在2000年。
And this is the message that all of his followers and disciples preached all over, and as a result, passed on to us.
啊，耶稣，信耶稣到底带给我们什么样的好处
？And believing in Christ, of what advantage would it be?
我们看约伯记22章。
Please turn to the book of Job, chapter 22.
约伯记啊，22章21节。
Job 22:21。
约伯记22章21节，说你要认识神，就得平安呐、啊，福气也必临到你。说我们如果认识真神呐、啊，相信耶稣基督，说福气跟平安就临到你。
Says that if we believe in God, submit to God, and be at peace with Him, in this way prosperity will come to us.
啊，这个平安啊，包括几方面。
And this peace encompasses many aspects.
一个是肉体上的平安。
One is a physical kind of peace.
因为我们人呢，带着肉体，常常有一些病痛。
And men, because we have a body of flesh, therefore oftentimes we get sick.
耶稣来到世界的时候，常常医病赶鬼行神迹。
While Jesus Christ was on this earth, he healed many who were sick.
所以很多人呢、啊，在病痛绝望当中啊，来求告耶稣啊，啊能够得到平安。
And there were many who, in the midst of their sickness or illness, came to Jesus seeking for healing.
啊，今天呢、啊，同样的在教会里面呢、啊。也好多好多这样的神迹奇事显明出来。
And similarly, many of such miraculous healings and signs also occurred in our church.
另外一个就是心灵上的平安。
And another very important is the peace within our heart.
我们常常啊，面对很多生活当中的压力。
There's a lot of pressures in life.
啊，所以人的心灵上常常感到很多不安。
And many times we feel anxiousness.
啊，有时候受到魔鬼的欺负。
A lot of the times we may be confused by Satan's ways.
啊，但是耶稣啊，就要带给我们心灵上的平安。
But Jesus Christ can give us this tranquility of heart.
啊，不管环境怎么改变。
No matter how our environment may change.
但是耶稣的平安永远在我们心里做主。
But the peace of our Lord will reign in our hearts.
所以耶稣说啊，世界虽然有患难。
Jesus says that although you may have tribulations in this world.
但是我们在主里面啊，有真正的平安。
But in me you will find true peace.
啊，他要带我们呢、啊、进到那个永恒的安息、啊
because he wished,
永远的平安。
He wished to bring us into this eternal peace and eternal rest.
啊，第二个，耶稣要带给我们自由。
And Jesus will also offer us liberty.
人因为 不在神的里面啊，在撒旦的权势之下。
And because man was under the dominion of Satan, not.
啊，所以魔鬼常常用各样的方法、各样的迷信啊，来害人。
And Satan will use all different kinds of tricks and ways to try and confuse you.
所以世人常常受魔鬼的辖制，不自由。
And thus, men were under the control of Satan, and thus not free.
啊，因为魔鬼是一种。权势啊，还有辖制人。
Because it is the Satan's way to try and
control 人的思想啊，去做一些不该做的事情。
Controls the thoughts of men so that they would do things that are against their conscience.
啊，甚至有的人整个身体啊都被魔鬼控制了。
And there are people who are physically possessed by demons.
啊，但是耶稣来啊，就是要。把这个魔鬼赶出去啊，让人得到自由。
But the coming of Christ means a disbursement of Satan so that we may be free from his control.
啊，所以我们看到很多啊，犯鬼的心灵不平安的，主耶稣就是给他们真自由。
We see a lot of people who were disturbed by demons or demon possessed, and they were freed by Jesus Christ.
有的被罪恶的权势把他控制着。
And some who were controlled by sin.
啊，最近有一个报纸说啊，印度有一个青年。
Recently I read in the newspaper that there was a young man in India.
因为他的手啊，常常去做坏事，会赌博，会偷东西。
Because he often do things that are wrong, like gambling or stealing.
啊，所以他一直啊想要改，但是改不掉。
And he knows that he is doing wrong, and he wants to change, but he.
后来有一天呢、啊，火车要经过，他就把他的手啊放在那个铁轨底下，就被砍。
So one day, he put his hands on the rail as the train goes by, so that his hands were crushed.
所以这个罪啊是一种权势，虽然人想要改，改不掉的。
And therefore, sin is all encompassing. Even though you know you should not do it, it's difficult for you to turn back.
耶稣啊，说你们如果得到真理，按真理而行。
Jesus says that if you have received the truth and you walk according to the truth,
啊，神会借着圣灵帮助我们
and through the Holy Spirit, God will give us strength,
让我们能够得享真自由
so that we can gain this true freedom,
让我们很自然的可以把各样不好的习惯啊把它改掉
so that with more ease we're able to get rid of all our vices.
因为我们从主耶稣那里得到新的生命啊。啊，所以我们可以有一种很自由的新生活。
Because from the Lord we have gained this true strength, of which we can plan for a new life.
啊，让我们能够真正享受圣灵当中的喜乐。
We can truly enjoy the peace within His Holy Spirit.
啊，借着相信耶稣给我们一个活泼的盼望。
And in believing in Jesus Christ, we also gain this hope.
耶稣说啊，你们如果遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
And Jesus says that if you follow my way, you will never see death.
因为耶稣所传的道理叫做生命之道。
Because the words that he preached are the words of life.
也叫做得救的福音。
And also the salvation of truth.
说好像那个生命的种子一样。
It's just like a little seed.
啊，所有世界上属物质的东西啊，好像花草都会枯干凋谢。
And just like all of the vegetation that surrounds us, we can see that they will grow and wither.
但是我有神的道啊，这个叫做活泼长存的生命之道。
But only the word of God is one that is eternal and everlasting.
啊，能够带给我们永远的生命。
And it's able to bring us this everlasting life.
啊，所以我们如果得到了这个真理的道
，And so if we have found this word of truth,
啊，得救的福音呐、啊、
，And the gospel of salvation.
耶稣就把圣灵赐给我们，住在我们的心中。
Jesus Christ has given us His Holy Spirit to live in our heart.
啊，能够帮助我们呐、啊，过一个得胜的生活。
And to help us so that we can live a victorious life.
啊，在一生当中啊，有耶稣基督来的平安喜乐充满我们的心。
That we are able to live a life that is full of the grace and peace of our Lord.
啊，将来我们结束了人生以后啊。他说：“这个圣灵要让我们从死亡当中复活过来。”
And after we have concluded our life, this Holy Spirit will be able to resurrect us.
如果我们能够活到耶稣再来的话
，If we can live until the time of the coming of
圣灵就会帮助我们，让我们这个必死的身体啊，就改变成为一个荣耀的身体。
The Holy Spirit will help us, to become an incorruptible body from our corruptible body.
啊，说我们就要 能够在天上永远跟主同在了。
And then we'll be able to be with our Lord forever.
所以古时候有一些圣徒啊，他们在传道里。
In the ancient times, when the apostles were preaching,
啊，他们听了这个道理以后啊，他们就问了、啊：我们要怎么样啊才可以得救
？And after they have heard of this news, they say, "What can we do in order to receive this?"
使徒就告诉他们：你们应当相信耶稣。
So the first thing is that they have to first of all believe in Jesus.
你和你的一家就能够得救。
And you and your family will be saved.
啊，所以耶稣是真神。
And Jesus Christ is the true God.
所以神就是使人有盼望的神。
And this is the God that offers us hope.
所以我们相信他，接纳他做我们的救主。
Therefore, as we believe Him and accept Him as our personal,
啊，他就把诸般的喜乐跟平安啊，啊，就充满我们的心。
That He will bless us with all kinds of peace and joy.
让我们的人生啊，大有盼望。
So that our life may be a one that is full of hope.
我们今天早上啊，就用这些道理给我们大家互相勉励。
And this morning, we'll use these encouragement.
我们来唱诗514首。
Please turn to hymn 514.
514首。 请坐。耶稣基督啊，就是永恒的真神。
Jesus Christ is the eternal God.
说只有一位神，就是我们众人在天上的父。
And there is only one God, and this is the heavenly Father.
啊，所以他为着爱我们来到世界来救赎我们。
He came to this world to save us because he loves us.
他说这位神啊，他贯乎众人之中。
And therefore, this God is in us all.
因为神是灵，所以充满着宇宙。
Because he is a spirit, therefore he fills the whole universe.
所以我们无论到哪里去啊，他都会保护眷顾我们。
And therefore, no matter where we may be, he will constantly
look after us. 我们随时都可以求告他。
And in all times, we may call upon him.
他说，这位神也要住在我们众人的心里。
And this is the God that shall live in us all.
啊，所以神可以大到充满宇宙。
And therefore, he can fill this universe.
他也可以住在我们众人的心里面。
At the same time, he can live in your heart.
所以他就借着圣灵啊，住在我们里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, he is able to dwell
in us all. 我们得圣灵以后啊，我们很清楚知道神跟我们同在，我们就住在神里面。
And after we receive the Holy Spirit, we understand his existence and the fact that he lives in us.
我们真正是神的儿女。
And we then can be called his children.
我们将来可以面对面见神啊，永远跟神同在。
In future, we'll be able to see him face to face and to be able to be with him.
因为神借着圣灵把他丰盛的慈爱就要浇灌在我们心里面。
Through his Holy Spirit, he has filled us with his joy and his love.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to offer our prayer.
因为我们大部分的弟兄姐妹都已经得圣灵，可以用圣灵帮助我们祷告。
Many of the brothers and sisters present have received the Holy Spirit and will be able to pray in the spiritual tongue.
因为圣灵是神答应要给我们的。
And this is Holy Spirit that God has promised all.
说你求就给你。
And he says that if you ask, you shall receive.
所以我们虽然还没有得到，但是我们努力的求。
For those of us who have yet to receive the Holy Spirit, we should continue to ask.
时候到了，神就把圣灵浇灌你的身上。
When the time is right, then the Lord will give you His Holy Spirit.
所以我们不要灰心，就是主管努力的求。
We do not need to feel discouraged, but merely continue to ask.
因为神的应许啊，绝对不会落空。
And the promise of God will never come to naught.
我说我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we'll offer our prayers together.
要接受按手祷告的可以到前面来。
And those who wish to receive the laying of hands may come forward.
又求恩典啊，求圣灵的啊，都可以到前面来祷告。
Those who wish to pray for the Holy Spirit, to pray for the grace of our Lord, may also come forward.
我们祷告15分钟到12点。
We will pray for 15 minutes.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.